see if it's you. Because you don't want to sit down too long, especially if it's a hot day.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Kevin's got a beer.
And Kevin, you said you were going to miss the part on Thursday.
We don't have a beer.
Thursday.
Good morning, everyone. Hope all of you are enjoying this beautiful weather. All right, I think that's better. Good. Y'all can still hear me. Got about 2 minutes. Continue to keep Connie Ellis in our prayer. She's doing really, really well. And was going to a rehab center in Saginaw. Olin Strickler came out really good with his surgeries. He had several surgeries. The doctor said they think everything went very well. We need to continue to keep everyone in our prayers. Olin is not going to be able to walk for a while. He's 11 years old. And, his pelvis was broken like pieces of a puzzle. And his hip was broken. His femur is broken. So he needs lots of healing and prayers. It's been a busy week, and I didn't remember to bring the birthday list. So happy birthday! If you had a birthday, and happy anniversary if you had an anniversary. I hope maybe next week I will get my act together, right? Oh, by the way, next week I'm not gonna be here. So Jim and I are leaving on Thursday for vacation. I need that. Yes. I really need that. Yes. So we will be gone until Wednesday night. I'll be back on Thursday of the following week. So Linda Schramm is going to be bringing you a message next week, and I know it'll be just as good, if not better, than mine. So please come and support her. And I think that's all the announcements and lists that I have this morning. So let's go ahead and celebrate this day with "My Life is in You, Lord," is our first praise song.
In you. My life is in you.
we'll see if we can go to the next song, Step by Step. Let me check what's going on, folks. Stay tuned. Are we having music issues?
Go to the world, proclaim. dark, so resplendent with hope, faith, and love. You are the shepherds to lead the whole world to waters and pastures of peace. You are the friends that I chose for myself. You're the word that I want to proclaim. You are the new reign of God built on rock, where justice and truth are at home. Go, my friends, go to the world, proclaim the great love of God. Messengers to tell the way of life, peace and pardon for all. Could be my friends of plant. You're the waves in a turbulent sea. Yesterday's yeast is beginning to rise, a new loaf of bread it will yield. There is no place for a city to hide, there's no mountain can cover its might. Let your light shine so that your loving works give honor and glory to God. Go, my friends, go to the world, proclaim the great love of God. Messengers to tell the way of life, peace and pardon for all. Be, my friends, a loyal witness from the dead Christ who rose.
Those of you that are home listening to the radio and those that got our children's packet, you have seeds that were given to you in a little bag. So I want you to listen to the story. Except none of my kids are coming. Come on over. Where's Carter? Is Carter sleeping? All right, girls, come on down. I have a message all ready for you. All right. You can come in the shade here with me. In fact, we're kind of going to go back to the sidewalk here. You may need some help, Riley. Do you think you could help me? Think you could hold that for a minute? Oh, you even brought your seeds with you, didn't you? How good. There you go. So these are pansy seeds. See if I can get one out. So if I put this pansy seed, which just fell on the cement, do you think if I put that in here on the, I'm not sure where the wind blew it, but if I put it here, do you think it's going to grow on the cement? Why not? It doesn't have any soil. So what if I put it over here? What if I put one? I got to see if I can get another one out. It's a little tiny egg, right? Oops, not too much. Right, what if I put them out here where the rocks stop? They're not going to grow here where the rocks are? Why not? Because it's rocks. So I guess they're not going to grow there, right? All right, let's come back here in the shade, even though it's a nice day. But what is this? Soil. It looks like there's some nutrients in it. It's potting mix. So what happens if I put the seeds in there? You want to mix it up a little bit? All right. So, do you think it makes a difference in what kind of soil they're in? Whether it's the cement, it's not going to do it, right? The rocks aren't going to do it, you know. You know, sometimes we may even put it in a grass like this. It may grow. The grass is taking the nutrients, so it's not going to grow as easily, is it? So now we're going to watch and see. So when you get home, you can take these seeds, and you can even take this one and seed it as well. What do we have to do after we put the seeds in the? We have to water it. Does it need sunshine or shade? Sun. So do you think you can take that home and put it in some sun, give it a little bit of water, and you can see if it grows? And then you can take your seeds that I gave you and plant them. You can put them in a cup first to see if they'll start to grow. But you gotta have some really good soil. There's Carter. I was looking in the car, like, no. Hey, Carter. You got some seeds the other day too, didn't you? Yeah, that's it. There's your seeds. You can take it and you can plant it. And boys and girls, the ones that are at home, just take your, we've got just a paper cup here, a plastic cup, and I put soil in it from potting mix, and it's got nutrients. Now it needs to get water and it needs some sun. And maybe you'll grow some beautiful pansy flowers, right? Yeah, wouldn't that be pretty? And they're all kinds of colors. So I want you to enjoy, and that's kind of like our faith. If we don't do anything, if we don't come to church, it's kind of like going to the cement. Is our faith going to grow? Probably not. If we just come on Sunday morning, maybe, and maybe listen to the message and the sermon and worship, but maybe we're thinking about other things, it's kind of like putting it on the rock, right? But if our whole heart and our faith, we're really listening and we're giving ourselves to God and we're in the Bible and we're doing devotions and we're praying and we're coming to church, and when we have Sunday school, we have the Sunday school, our faith is going to be like the soil, isn't it? It's being rooted in Jesus Christ. And these seeds are going to grow roots so that they can grow. And we have to have our faith rooted in Jesus, so that we can grow and get wisdom and understanding of God's Word. You think you guys can do that? Okay, let's pray. You repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for helping us grow in your Word and to be strong. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Thank you, boys and girls, and those listening on radio. Thank you. Got a head start. All right. All right, our Old Testament reading is from Psalm 109. Sunglasses aren't going to do it. 109 to chapter 109, verse 105 to 112. 119, sorry. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth, and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart, and my heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. May God add his blessing upon the reading of this word. Amen. Wonderful Words of Life is our next hymn.
Of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty, beautiful words, wonderful words. that one gives to all. Wonderful words of life, sinner, list to the loving call. Wonderful words of life, all so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful.
Anytime we talk about God and Jesus, they're wonderful words. So now we're going to go to our Lord in prayer. This week we're praying for the Speedy Q market in town. And we'll continue to pray for those names that we lifted earlier this morning. Let us pray. Lord, in this chaotic world, we need you. In this world of hurt and anger, we need you. In a world where there is sorrow, we need peace and comfort. We need you, Lord. In a world where there is disease and death, illness, we need you, Lord. In a world where there's racism, we need you. Where there's a world, Lord, that is hurting emotionally and financially and physically, we need you. Lord, in a world that doesn't even care, we need you. Lord, in a world that wants to do their will, we need you. In a world, Lord, where there is joy, where there is life, where there is birthdays and anniversary and celebrations, we thank you for being with us. Lord, for our churches, we pray, Lord, that we can continue to bring your message, to make disciples for the transformation of the world. But we can't do it alone, Lord. We need you. Lord, we lift up our president, the leaders, our governor, mayors of all the places in the United States, for all the little communities, and our sheriff, and our EMTs, and our firefighters. We all need you, Lord, and pray that you will guide and lead us, that we will glorify you. Help us, Lord, to sow seeds in this world. But we can't do it on our own. We need you, Lord. So God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that came into the world to show us the way, to forgive us of our sins, even dying on the cross for us, and then giving us hope and eternal life. Thank you that we can seek you and turn to you, and that you are always with us. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our gospel this morning is out of the book of Matthew, chapter 13, 1 to 9, and then 18 to 23. That same day, Jesus went out of the house, and he sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got in the boat. He sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. And he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came up and ate it. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came out, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one will come and snatch it away, what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, it lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of life and deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word, understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me, and more and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. I really like the illustration with the kids because it really tells and explains all that the message does in the scripture, in the Bible. We know that when we plant seeds, we can't just throw them on the cement or the pavement, right? It's not going to yield anything. And so it is with our faith. If we don't even recognize who Jesus Christ is, if we don't seek him or in the word, if we just even sometimes come on Sunday and then go home and we're not really paying any attention, our faith is not going to grow. It's not going to have roots in the scripture. Because we're not truly seeking God in a way that he desires us for us to do that. And it may spring up and it will be good for a little while. And then weeds come in, like worries and sorrow and life, chaos. It all gets in the way. And then sometimes we do one of two things when that happens. We grow closer to God, or we completely pull away from God. Hopefully, we do the latter and we seek God. See, what Jesus is trying to also tell us here is what we sow helps us to grow in our scripture and our faith. Our faith will grow when we read the word, when we come and hear the message, when we worship God, we sing his praises and we pray, and we do our devotionals, and we're involved in the church where we're active into the community. Like our mission statement says, go. Even like the song we sung earlier, go with the seeds and plant your seeds. Go into the world and make disciples of Jesus Christ so that everyone, God's people, is transformed, the entire world. But we can't make transformation if we don't know what God's word says, can we? If it's just there, in fact, sometimes I've seen new people that have come into the church and they're really excited because they heard Jesus Christ and then they want to accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and man, they're involved for a little while, and then all of a sudden, we don't see them anymore. They've gone. Where did that excitement go? Well, they were so excited. They were like that seed that was kind of on rocky ground, and it sprouted up, and they had it the full of joy. But then they turned away. When you turn away from God, the roots are going to die because they're not being watered. They're not being nurtured. And God wants us to continue to be nurtured. That's why we say the body of Christ comes together. And we know in this time of COVID, we come together looking differently, sitting in lawn chairs or sitting in your car. But you're still the body of Christ coming to worship and praise God, to hear his message and to be his hands and feet, to be the seed that we can put into good soil. Someone who really is interested and desires to be a part of the body of Christ, that desires to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We are the seed. So we wonder, where do we sow? Where do we sow? Do we sow just among each other? Well, we're kind of all in the same boat, aren't we? We need to go out to our neighbors, to those who aren't in church, those that don't know Jesus Christ. Do you even go to another world, which we can't do right now with COVID? But we need to go and tell our neighbors, our friends, and sometimes, and even most of the time, some of our family. I have family members that really don't go to church, and I think they know Jesus Christ, but they don't want to talk about it. They're the ones I need to talk about it with. You got some of those in your family? I think we probably all do. That we can share that Jesus Christ came into this earth and he told these parables in a way that those that were there then could understand it. But then he also still had to give an explanation of it. And so he says, you gotta sow where there's gonna be roots to be able to get down in good soil. Well, that's in good hearts, in our hearts. Are our hearts ready to hear Jesus? Are our hearts ready to be filled with his seed? Are we ready to do his work and his will? You know, sometimes even your pastor says, you know, I'm talking to my husband, and I'm like, Jim, I'm really tired. I'm really tired. I'm not sure I want to keep doing this. God is continuing to call me, and he calls you. He calls all of us to plant more seeds, but to plant them in good soil, those that want to hear, those that are ready with their arms open and listening with a heart, with ears to hear what God desires for them to know. Because if we don't hear it, if we don't hear the word of God, if we don't hear the message, we can never understand what the message says, right? So we have to hear what the word says. And sometimes even when we hear it, it's pretty confusing, isn't it? And so that's why a lot of times we come together in Bible studies. And I'm hoping we'll be able to do that soon in the fall. We may end up doing it by Zoom, who knows? But to be able to study the word together, to get insight, because you may have God speak to you in one way and God may speak to me in another, and we all need to hear what Jesus Christ is saying, because he tells all of us. It is whether we're ready to hear or not to hear. In the scripture, you could call it the parable of the sower, that one who is putting the seed out. You could say it's a parable of the seed, or you could say it's the parable of the soil. And as I was thinking about this scripture and this passage, I kept thinking of our own soul. We can be the sower, but maybe we need to have someone sow us the seeds. We may be the seed sowing to someone else, but we have to have our soul or soil to be nutritious, ready to hear, ready for it to be, you know, a lot of us plant gardens and we get our gardens ready, right? We rake up, get the weeds out. It's a chore sometimes. And we're working that soil up, and sometimes it needs a little more nutritious, so we put some plant food in, depending on what you're planting, so that it can be nutritious, so that it can grow the fruits and plants that we need. But there's so many times I remember putting in the garden, all right, I got these weeds out, I've done it, I've planted them, and then all I do is water. Been there? Yeah. I think we all can do that at times, right? Well, if we don't continue to nurture it, if we don't continue to make sure the weeds around it are gone, the weeds can come up and it can choke it. Well, it's the same with us in church. If we don't come even to the parking lot or listen on the radio, then we may have the evil one come and snatch us away and pull us, because we're not in the body of Christ. We're not listening to God and the message on the radio. We have to continue to nurture ourselves, so that we can help nurture and spread the seed to others. And that's one reason I'm taking a vacation this week. Because I need to nurture me, so that I can nurture you. The other reason I'm taking a vacation is my son is getting married in October, and we're going to meet his future in-laws and talk about wedding plans. See, it's not just about us taking care of ourselves. It's both ways. It's the sower, it's the seed, and it's the soul or soil. And I believe the parable needs to have all three. Because if you had the soil and you didn't have any seeds, what difference would it make? If you had the seed and you didn't have any soul or soil, what difference would it make? If you were a sower but you didn't know what to sow, you didn't know the Word of God, what difference would it make? So see, we need to be the sower that goes out and plants seeds in other people's life, faith, bring them to Jesus Christ, to ask the question, do you know Jesus? You know what Jesus has done for me? And then to make sure that it gets nutrition. Make sure it gets taken care of. Make sure that we continue to nurture one another. Make sure that we're helping one another. Does that make sense? So to me, this parable is about all three, the sower, the seed, and the soil for our soul. So a question for you and a question for me. Where do we sow? Where do we sow? Won't you just ponder that for a second? Think about who you could sow seeds to tell a story about, you know what Jesus did in my life? The second question is your soul or your soul, soil, ready to be rooted with the seed of Jesus Christ? Is your heart open? Your ears open? Your eyes? That you can share. Because to be honest, most of us, in fact, it was me a long time ago, like, there's no way I'm going to do that, God. I'm a chicken. I can't do that. Because I'm too afraid. What if I mess up? What if I don't know enough? What if I can't quote scripture? You know what God said? Just be you. It's okay. Start somewhere. Get to know your Bible. Begin to read the Word. Be in prayer. And then share that Jesus is in your life. Want to come have lunch with me? You want to come and eat dinner? Or breakfast? Because Jesus sat around meals all the time, sharing the stories. That's what he wants. You know what happened in my life today? Jesus did. Da, 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 da. Not sharing the seed. Can be that simple. But most of us are afraid to do that. And I tell you what, the hardest one to do it with is my family. I'm the Bible person. I'm the pastor. We don't want to talk about it. Sometimes our family is the one that we need the most to touch and the hardest to get through. But what God asks of us is just sow the seed, talk about it, and he is the one that will nurture it, water it, bring sunshine into their life. He is the one that does the work. He's just asking us, won't you sow the seed? So today I ask you, not just how are you going to sow? Where are you going to sow? But will you sow? Will you sow God's seed? that someone else may hear. Let's pray. God, I thank you for this parable. I thank you that you give us the gifts when we need them, that you're always with us through the Holy Spirit, that we don't need to be afraid, that we can share the good news, that we can tell others about you without fear, even without all the knowledge that you want us to have, but just to start to say, I love Jesus and Jesus loves you. Guide and lead us and give us the words when we need it. In the name of our risen Christ. Amen. Our offering is being taken up and we're going to hear Tina play for us.
song in every silence, seeking word and melody. There's a dawn in every darkness, bringing hope to you and me. From the past will come the future, what it all.
Gives us the hope. Hang on to that. And sow that seed. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I just need to try to remember to tell.
Thank you.